Lord, I just ask you, give us eyes to see you this morning.
求你开我们的眼睛，能够看到你，
Lord, to see you in all of your glory.
能用我们眼睛能看到你所有的荣耀。
So that we can see you, Lord, for what you are worth, Lord.
是的，主，我们就能看到你，你是如何的荣
Lord,
美。
I ask that you open our eyes to see the Lamb seated on the throne.
是的，主，真是打开我们的眼睛，看到
Oh, Lord, when we
宝贵
see you
羔羊坐
seated
在
on
宝
the
座
throne,
上。
we cast off every crown, Lord.
Amen.
Will we cast every crown, every burden, every weight, Lord, will we lay it down at your feet? Lord, thank you, Lord. We just say you are worthy of all praise, Lord. You are worthy of our lives, Lord. And so we exalt you this morning, Lord. Come, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
请坐. You can be seated. Thank you.
Lord, we just say we love you this morning.
主啊，我们的心说我们爱你。
And we worship you.
我们敬拜你。
We thank you for your presence, Jesus.
我们何等感谢早晨你的同在。
And just, Lord, we ask you that you help us keep in step with where you're going.
主啊，让我们跟上你的脚步。
We want to do things your way.
因为我们要照你的旨意行。
In your time.
根据你的时间。
Amen. Just give us grace to finish all that you have called us to do.
主啊，给我们恩典。 让我们做完你呼召我们所当行的事。
Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The scriptures I have, my message today is fairly brief.
早晨我的信息呢，并不长。
But I do have a sense that it's timely.
但是我觉得这是这个时候需要的话语。
So I want to talk this morning about the changes that are necessary, that need to come into our life in order to be ready for changes around us. Amen?
我今天早上要分享就是我们必须对着我们生活所需要的改变的来到和调适，为了适应这个不断在改变的环境。
Amen. Sometimes God invites us into a season of change.
有的时候神带领我们进入一个改换的季节。
He'll give you the impression that he is ready by his spirit. He'll let you know that he's ready to do something new.
在你的心里你会有感动，觉得神要在你身上开始一段新的过程。
That there are some changes coming into your life.
有一些改变要临到我们的生命。
But oftentimes for us to be ready for those changes, know how to walk through those changes,
但是为了让我们能够预备好可以进入这样改变的时刻。
We have to make some changes in our life. Amen?
我们先要在生命里有所改变。
I remember, several years, probably was almost 8 years ago now.
我记得几年之前，大概8年以前吧。
The Lord gave me the impression, I heard him say, I want to do some new things in your life, David.
神让我里面有个感觉说，神对我说，我要在你生命中做一些新的事。
But you need to give me more.
但是呢，你必须先给我。
You need to give me more time and seek my face in a deeper way.
你要先多愿意给我一些时间，在我面前等候，让你明白我的带领。
So it wasn't that I was not seeking the Lord or praying every day, reading the Word, I was.
并不是说我当时没有读经祷告的生活，我有的。
But what the Lord was impressing upon me was that I needed to give him extra time in prayer to be able to understand what he was exactly saying.
但是神给我的感动说，你必须要再花更多一点的时间在我面前等候，好让你知道我要带你前面的道路是什么。
Do you feel that you're possibly in a time of transition?
你现在是不是正在一个转换或过渡的时期里?
Between the way things have been,
过去，你正好站在一个点，过去的事情。
And yet you haven't entered into some other things that God is inviting you into.
你仍然继续过去的生活方式，但是你也知道你正要进入一个改变的时期。
You're kind of at the crossroads.
好像你正在站在岔路口或十字路口。
Between your past, your past traditions, your past history, your past routine.
你过去的生活方式，你过去的历史。
And some new things that are lying before you.
而且你，但是呢， 同时你又面对一些新的事情在你的前面。
Amen. Anybody feel that transition?
谁正好站在这样的十字路口呢？
Amen.
Amen.
So I want to talk to us and give you some examples biblically of some men that found themselves surprised by God's invitation into something new.
现在我想举圣经中一两个例子，这些人呢都正好站在生命的十字路口，因为神正要带领他们进入一个新的旅程。
And God had them pause for a moment.
然后神呢先停下了他们的脚步。
And hear his heart so they knew how to move forward in his blessing.
他们要他们倾听神的心声, 好让他们能够往前走。
You know, just because there are times, I remember another time in my life when, I can't remember, it was right before the birth of one of our children.
我记得, 在我生命中来到一个时候, 我的孩子正要出生。
And I was anticipating, you know, this new arrival and how that was going to impact our family.
我正在期待着说这样的新生儿来到对我的家庭有什么影响。
And I felt the Lord just give me a little caution that I could not just enter into this new season of my life.
我觉得神好像给我一个警告，让我知道这样一个新的生活的开始。
And be able to handle that by just doing the things the way I had been doing.
如果我预备这个新生命的诞生，我不能再照往常那样生活。
Does that make sense?
大家听得懂我的意思吗？
Amen? You know, as God gives more responsibility to us,
当神给我们越多的责任的时候,
God invites us into greater blessings.
神让我们进入一个新的祝福的时候,
the way we handled things in the past may need to be changed for these new responsibilities.
我们去的处理生活的方式也许需要做个调整，才能迎接这样的祝福的来到。
Amen. Let me read to you my introduction here.
让我把我的, 开头给各位读一遍。
Moving forward into a new position or a new season usually requires some deep personal reflection and some significant adjustments before we can open the new doors and start something new.
当我们能够打开一扇新的门或开始一些新的事之前, 我们必须呢, 需要有一个深的默思或者是极大的改变,
Amen.
才能够迎接。
We are called to be God's ministers.
我们都是神的传道人, 不是?
We are called to share our gospel witness wherever we go. Amen.
神召我们, 无论到哪里去, 都要分享好福音。
God has given us by the power of the Holy Spirit the power of influence in other people's lives.
神已经给我们圣灵的能力, 使我们能够影响四周的生命。
You know, as we walk out our testimony,
当我们将这个见证活出来的时候,
we obey the calling of God on our life.
我们就是顺服了神,
we help others change. Amen.
我们能够帮助别人有所改变。
But one thing I've noticed is when I stop changing myself,
但是我注意到一件事, 若是我这个人停止改变的话,
I oftentimes lose the power of influence to help other people change.
我也同时失去了改变或影响别人的能力。 Amen.
We can't effectively call other people to do things that we are not doing ourselves.
我们若是自己不做这样的事, 我们没有办法影响别人做一样的事。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
As ministers of the gospel, we are world changers. Amen?
身为福音的使者, 我们乃是改变世界的人, 不是吗?
The message of the gospel that we preach, that we share, that we live out, helps people make radical changes in their life.
我们所传扬, 我们所活出见证的福音,
but we who are called to be those ministers must be also making changes ourselves. Amen?
所以我们这些蒙召出来传扬福音的人, 我们必须先要有所改变。
It's not just changing one time.
不是说就改一次就好了。
It's every time we hear the invitation of God and His call, we say yes. Amen?
而是每一次有神的感动或神的呼召的时候, 我们就说是的,好的。
We live a lifestyle of submission to the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们活在一个能够顺服耶稣基督带领的生活里。
When He says go this way, we say yes. And we make the adjustment. Amen?
当主说往这儿去, 我们就说好, 当主叫我们 我们改变,
he says, go this way. We make the adjustment. We change whatever it takes to follow his leading.
神说往这边走，我们立刻就做调整，无时无刻我们都愿意顺服他的带领。
And at other times when we would launch off into some new endeavor,
有的时候好像我们要开始一个全新的方向。
Sometimes the Lord says, be careful and stay right where you're at.
有的时候神会警告我们说不要动。Amen? Amen吗?
Do you have a heart that is willing to change?
你有没有一个愿意随时调整改变的心？
Some of us hate change. To be
有些人，我们有些人是很不喜欢改变的，不是吗？
We just do not like to change.
我们就是不喜欢改变。
We have our routine, we have our habits, we have our patterns, we have our little ways of doing things every day.
我们有自己的生活方式和习惯，我们不喜欢改变。
Am I talking to any of you?
大家 Amen 吗？
Amen.
Amen.
And we do it the same way every day, every week.
每一天，每一周，我们的生活都是这样的，一成不变。
And if anything interrupts our schedule,
什么事情打乱了我们的时间表，
our little pattern,
或者我们的方式，
oh, we're, it just turns our world upside down.
我们就没有办法接受。Amen. Amen 吗？
Now the Lord loves a disciplined life.
神很喜欢我们有节制的生活方式。
Godly disciplines are a very important thing in the life of every believer.
这种出于神的节制，神圣的节制是非常重要的。
But we also serve a God who suddenly
但是我们所侍奉的神呢，
does things different.
他也很喜欢突然改变。
Amen?
Amen吗？
The Holy Spirit suddenly comes to his church.
圣灵突然临到他的教会。
The Holy Spirit likes to suddenly do things that we didn't quite expect sometimes.
圣灵常常喜欢做一些我们没有预期的事情。
And that sometimes disrupts our patterns.
而改变了我们习惯的方式。
That causes us to make changes that we're not altogether comfortable with.
让我们甚至做一些我们并不喜欢或者觉得愉快的改变。
If we're going to be led by the power of the Holy Spirit,
但是我们若是愿意被圣灵的能力引导，
we're going to have the power of the Holy Spirit working in our life,
我们要有圣灵能力在我们的生命里的话，
we have to walk in the strength of the Spirit, with the Holy Spirit. Amen?
我们必须靠着圣灵的能力跟随圣灵的引导。
Do you know what the personality of the Holy Spirit is like?
你知道圣灵的性格是什么吗？
You know, Fisher has a personality.
比如说Fisher有他的个性。
He talks and shares and just, you know, his personality has certain traits about him that are somewhat predictable. Amen?
形式都有他的特点，甚至有的时候我们都可以预测到，不是吗？
Where's my friend Raymond? Raymond back there, he has a unique personality.
Raymond呢有非常特殊的人格性格。
I know what he likes to eat. I know what he doesn't like to eat. He has certain patterns.
我们知道他爱吃肉，不爱吃蔬菜。
It sounded like Michelle shared something better than I did.
Because he loves meat and vegetables.
But the Holy Spirit also has a way he likes to do things.
那圣灵一样的，他有些事他爱做，有些事他不爱做。
And sometimes there's a little surprise in it for our little patterns and disciplines.
但是这对我们像节制的生活呢，就常常带来一些惊喜。
If you want to know what the Holy Spirit's like, we have to look at the pictures, the metaphor, the analogies the Bible uses to describe the Holy Spirit.
如果你要认识圣灵，你就要认识在圣经里所提到圣灵的比喻。
The Holy Spirit is like the wind. Remember in Acts 2.
在使徒行传第二章中，圣灵来的时候像一阵大风。
He came as a rushing wind.
像一阵大而又急的风。
Where it come from, you don't know where it goes, you don't know, you can't see it.
你看不到它从哪里来，要往哪里去。
But suddenly, the Holy Spirit comes.
但是你知道就是突然之间它会临到。
Do you ever remember when you were a kid, you wanted to catch some of the wind?
记得你小的时候曾经想要捕风。
Did you ever try to do this as a child?
你小的时候有没有做过这种事？
You know, it's on a windy day and you had your little bag.
你拿了一个袋子。
You had your little bag and you chased after the wind and was going to catch some of it.
你追着风跑，要跳起来把风给捕了。
And then you find it when you open the bag, the wind was gone.
就是你打开袋子。
Amen?
已经走了。
I guess I was the only one that was silly enough to try that.
也许只有我这种傻事。
Have you ever, I remember when I was in high school, a young man, I used to go camping all the time next to this river.
我记得我高中的时候喜欢在一个河边
看。Splashing river.
那个河流得非常的快速。
It's always flowing.
一直在动。
And you get your little bucket.
你拿着自己的小桶子。
And I'm going to go down the river and get some of the river. Amen.
我就拿着桶子到河里去抓一点河水。
And you scoop it out.
我就舀起来。
And it's not quite the same river anymore, is it?See, the Holy Spirit is like wind, water, fire, oil.
圣灵在圣经里描述像风、像火、像水、像油。
Things that are somewhat unpredictable.
这些事情都是常常是不可捉摸的。
Not easy to grasp.
并不容易抓住的。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
And you have to walk with the Holy Spirit. You must accept the Holy Spirit on His terms.
你若是要与圣灵同行，你必须要接受他的性格。
He's the God that suddenly does something new.
因为我们的神常常喜欢突然做一件新的事情。
That is sometimes different than our routine. Amen.
是与我们的规律的生活不合的。
So when we say, "Fill me, Holy Spirit."
So 当我们说圣灵，求你充满我的时候
Come, Holy Spirit.
哦，圣灵来
We must accept Him on His own terms.
那我们必须要完全接受他的带领
And that might mean at times you're compelled to do things you didn't exactly plan to do that way.
甚至是在你没有预备好的时候，感动你做某一件事情，用某一种方式
Now here's my sister, Pei Wall over here.
比如说陪我的姐妹
Hey, well, have you ever been at the grocery store and suddenly the Holy Spirit says, talk to that lady?
你有没有去超市的时候神突然感动你说跟那个妇人说话
Amen. Amen. You didn't, she might not have had a plan, might not have known who that lady was.
她事先没有计划好她甚至不认识那位妇女
But suddenly the Holy Spirit said, say something about me.
但是圣灵就感动他说对他说话
Pray for that person.
或者为那个人祷告
Go reach out and talk to that person.
走过去跟他讲话
This is how the Holy Spirit leads us into sharing our gospel witness.
很多时候圣灵就是这样带领我们去传福音的
Are you ready for change?
你预备好了这样的改变吗
？To walk with the Spirit,
与圣灵同行
and maybe suddenly do some things that you did not exactly plan on doing,
并且随时准备好了做你没有计划要做的事。
We must stay humble, amen.
我们必须是柔软谦卑的。
I promise you, I'm going to read some scriptures in the morning.
我保证我们今天会读一点神的话。
But we must yield ourselves to the control of the Spirit.
但是最重要的是，我们必须愿意服在圣灵的控制之下。
And we must hold our little patterns.
要把我们的一些的习惯。
Our traditions of doing things.
或者我们的传统，我们惯于做事的方式。
Our habits of doing things.
我们习惯的方式。
Sometimes we must hold them loosely and allow God to lead us.You know, to make an adjustment.
常常我们不能那么坚持，我们不能抓得那么紧，而好让神能够按照他的意思来带领。
Amen. We want to be an assembly, a gathering of believers that can make an impact on people's lives.
我们要成为一群人，是能够让神按照他的旨意来影响四周的生命。
And we call them without apology these people that we meet at the grocery store, like Pei Wall might.
所以像就像我们刚才举例培花就能够在超市与人交谈
change
神说要改
and follow Jesus amen
要改变来跟随主
change the way you think
改变你思想的方式
change the way you believe
改变你以前所相信的
change the way you walk and turn around and follow Jesus
改变你行路的方式你生活的方式来跟随主
that's what Jesus did when he came upon you know Peter and his brother
这就是主耶稣所做的对着彼得和他的兄弟做的事
He says, I want to change your life.
主耶稣对他们说我要改变你们的生命
I want to change you from being a fisherman
我要将你从一个渔夫改变为
to being a fisher of men
成为一个得人的渔夫
now think about this, think about their change
想一想这个改变
They left their nets and their boat
他们听到这样呼召的时候他们就把他渔网跟船的
business,
还有他们所的渔的行业
，They changed the direction of their life and started following Jesus.
改变了，然后改变了人生的方向，去跟随主耶稣了。
The thing that helps us keep the power to call people to change,
能够帮助我们得到一个使人改变的能力
is making sure that our heart is surrendered to the Holy Spirit to change however He sees fit. Amen.
是要有一个柔软的心, 随时可以按照神的引导来跟随。
Amen. And I know that probably just to say that
我想光讲这样的话,
might be a little unsettling for some of us in here.
就是这样子的劝告呢, 也许让有些人已经不太舒服了。
Amen.
Amen吗?
Don't mess with my plan.
你不要想来改变我的计划。
Don't change me.
不要改变我。
Don't ask me to change.
不要要求我改变。
I understand. I like things the same myself.
我很能够同情, 因为我也不喜欢做改变。
Anybody here that can eat the same food every day for day after, you know, day, week after week, month after month?
在场有没有人每一天、每一周、每一月、每一年可以吃一样的东西?
I'm kind of one of those guys. I can do that. It doesn't bother me to stay on the same thing.
我是可以的, 一点都不让我难受。
Amen?
Amen? Amen吗?
Well, let's talk about Moses.
我们来看一看摩西。
And he was certainly a man that helped the whole nation change. Amen.
他是一个改变了全国的人。
Now Moses had been called to be the deliverer of a whole nation, of the nation of Israel.
神呼召了摩西来释放他的百姓。
And when he got old enough, when he got a little older,
当他, 渐渐长大,
he started to realize that God had raised him up and called him to be a deliverer of a whole nation.
他慢慢明白神在他身上的呼召是要让他拯救以色列百姓。
To call the nation of Israel out of slavery and lead them into their rightful promise.
将整个以色列百姓国带出来进入神的应许之地。
So in Exodus 2, 11 through 15,
所以在出埃及记第二章11到15节里面,
Moses one day sees an Egyptian beating this Israelite slave.
摩西看到埃及人打这个以色列的这个奴隶。
And he was starting to sense that he was called to make a difference, to change the course and direction of the nation of Israel, which he was a member of. Amen?
显然还明白，他知道自己是以色列中的一员。 神在他身上有一个呼召，是叫他来拯救以色列百姓。
And so he has a calling from God.
所以他是身上有神的呼召的。
He's feeling the heart of God.
他也感受到神对他呼召的那个心。
It settled, it made him upset that this was happening. This was unjust. This was not right that his people should be treated this way.
因为当以色列人被不公平的虐待的时候，他心里有感觉，他有一个正义的感觉。
Be free. God wanted to realize the blessing that was upon them.
神叫他的百姓得自由，因为神在他们身上有祝福，有应许的。
He was seeing things right. He was feeling things right.
所以他的看法是正确的，他里面的感受也是对的。
He administered, he executed the call of God upon his life in a way that was not right.
但是呢，他执行这个呼召跟感动的方式却是不对的。
So he rose up when it wasn't quite the right time.
所以他在还不是不对的时机，他就起来伸张正义。
And he struck out against this Egyptian in definitely not the right way.
他起来打那位虐以色列同胞的埃及人。He
killed the Egyptian.
杀了那个埃及人。
This is what God had called him to be a deliverer, but he did it in the right way.
是的，神呼召他出来拯救以色列人，但是他的方法错了。
And so fairly soon, the Egyptians heard about what Moses had done, and it was being shared amongst the Israelites.
很快，埃及人都知道摩西所做的事。
And Moses realized he must flee for his life.
所以摩西就必须逃命了。
So he went to the wilderness.
他就到旷野里。
And he became a shepherd.
在那里成为一位牧羊人。
40 years.
牧羊40年之久。
I'm sure he thought, oh, I've ruined it. My calling is over.
我想他心里可能想，我这一生完了，我的呼召已经不再有用。
I've ruined everything God had called me to do. I've wasted my life by making a bad choice.
我搞砸了，我所做的事情，毁灭了神呼召我所做的事情。
So Moses is tending the sheep. He's there in the wilderness.
所以他在旷野里牧放羊群。
Amen.
Amen吗?
And he's 80 years old now.
等到他80岁了。
He's an old man. I'm sure he thought, His time was over.
他已经很老了，我想他觉得这辈子没指望。
And suddenly,
但是突然,
to him,
神向他显现,
and called him to change.
让他改变。
Exodus 3. Well, let's start Exodus 3:1.
3章1节,
Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
一日领着羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
Verse 2, And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of fire from the midst of a bush.
第二节说到，耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。
So he looked,
摩西观看,
and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed.
不料，荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
Then Moses said within his own heart, to himself,
摩西说,
I will not turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn.
我要过去看这大异象,
Now look at this, is a very interesting verse, verse 4. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look,
耶和华神见他过去要看,
God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am.
他就要看，耶和华神见他要过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：“摩西，摩西。”他说：“我在这里。”This
encounter that Moses had with God was not scheduled.
这个与神相遇的事不是预先计划好的。It
wasn't planned.
不是他安排的。I
imagine it wasn't at one of his regularly scheduled church services.
这绝对不是他平常的聚会的时刻。But
there God was, appearing to him in this very extraordinary way.
但是神在这一个特殊的光景里与他相遇。
And the Lord was waiting for Moses to notice this strange event, this burning bush.
而且神预备好了摩西对于这个景象的反应。
But it wasn't until Moses slowed down and stopped.
但是直到摩西慢下他的脚步，甚至停住。
It wasn't until Moses turned aside to look a little closer.
直到摩西有机会 注意看了这个荆棘火焰的光景, 神才呼召他, 神才说话。
Verse 5.
第五节,
he said, then this is what the Lord told Moses, do not draw near this place.
神说不要近前来,
take your sandals off of your feet.
当把你脚上的鞋脱下来,
for the place where you're standing is holy ground.
因为你所站之地是圣地。
This is the first change that we really see God calling Moses to.
我们看见这是神在他一生呼召中的第一个重要的改变。
He's about doing his daily business, tending the flock as usual.
他身为牧者, 他正要牧群羊。
Suddenly he sees something that's strange, that's different, that stirs his curiosity.
突然他看到一个异常的景象, 激起了他的好奇心。
And when God sees that he looks closer,
让他靠近想要看清楚的时候,
God starts speaking.
神对他说话了。
Moses, he calls him by name.
摩西, 叫他的名字。
He calls him by name.
他叫他的名字。
Amen?
神知道我们的名字的。阿们吗?
But he says, take off your shoes.
神说,
now this was certainly a holy moment. The very visitation of God, the presence of God, made it a holy place instantly.
因为神的来到,
but I believe there was a deeper message in this from the Lord to Moses to take your shoes off.
我相信这里的含义绝对是超过仅仅是脱下你的鞋子这个指示。
God was telling Moses, I'm going to change the direction of your life.
神等于是要告诉他，我要改变你生命的方向。
Take your shoes off, you're not going anywhere for a while.
把鞋子脱下来，因为你暂时还不会去别的地方。
Take your shoes off, you're going to stay right here with me and listen to me for a while.
你的鞋子站在此处听我说话。
Are you in between where you have been in the past and this new place that God is calling you into?
你现在是不是正在站在一个地点，后面是你过去的生活方式，前面是神的带领。
Oftentimes when we find ourselves in a transitional time like that,
很多时候我们就站在这样的过渡的点上。
We need to be careful not just to hurry from where we've been to a new destination.
我要小心, 不要匆匆忙忙, 从过去的方式一下, 进入新的方式。
God says stop.
所以说, 停下来,
stop your routine. Stop your plans.
停下一切的计划,
stop what you've been doing every day. You're going to be more than just a shepherd in the backside of the desert.
停下你日常的责任。现在不做牧羊人了。
You know, that's what... You get up every morning, you put your shoes on because you're going someplace. Sometimes God calls you to take your shoes off because you're going to stay in the same place and listen to Him. Amen. So, you guys, sometimes we have our little calendar all set.
我们的日程表都已经安排好了。
We always have our running shoes on.
我们都穿着跑步鞋。
Anybody got their running shoes on today?
今天早上是不是有？跑步鞋。
And God's saying, I'm going to tell you about some new things I have in store for your life.
但是神说，我必须要告诉你，我为你所预定的计划是什么。
But you need to stop.
但是你得停下脚步。
You need to take your shoes off.
把你的鞋脱掉。
You need to come face to face with me for a while.
来，在面前与我面对面花点时间。
You need to listen to my voice.
听见我的声音。阿门吗？
We can't know in the way in which we're supposed to go into this new season, in this new day.
我们不可能知道我要去哪里，怎么样进入那个新的季节，人生的季节。
Without hearing from God.
而没有听见神的声音。
And your brother or your sister's word that they have for their life.
你的弟兄姊妹们有这样的操练。
That, we must be careful not to assume that their little patterns will work for our life. Amen.
人不能觉得神这样带领他，那这也就是我的方式了。
Each man and woman needs to hear from God himself.
每一个人必须直接从神领受。
The word of God is the same. It doesn't change. Amen.
神的话是不改变的，不是吗？
But have you ever noticed that your name's not in there?
但是你们有注意到你的名字没有在里面啊。
No? Yeah, yeah, and thus says the Lord to Fisher who lives in Chino. It doesn't say that.
So,
you know, Jack, well, you know, he didn't have your name in there, your address, what kind of car you drive. So what that means is you've got to get along with the Lord and hear from heaven.
Amen? Amen. Secondhand
religion.
我们不能做一个第二手消息的基督徒。You
know, I need a word from God.
我们要直接从神领受。So,
listen to a YouTube sermon.
我就上网去听听看这个信息，那个信息。Praise
God, I'm glad we have YouTube service.
为了有YouTube这样子的网站，我们感谢主。But
we need a personal word.
但是我们需要有一个个人的直接的领受。See,
this is what the Lord was saying to Moses. Moses, Moses.
所以在这里神教导摩西。 摩西,
this bit of instruction, this wisdom, this guidance from heaven wouldn't necessarily fit everybody's life.
这个从天而来的智慧和引导不是适用于每一个人。
It was unique to him, amen?
是直接为着摩西预备的。
Don't you love that? That God knows who you are and has a specific word for each one of us in this room.
神认识我们在场的每一位，而且他有特别清楚的引导。
Your name, you have my attention. And I'm listening to you.
神说, 我知道你的名字, and, 我知道你, 我也注意听你的祷告,
and I want you to listen to me.
同时我也要你听见我的声音。
Are you in a time of transition?
你现在是不是来到生命的十字路口?
Do you discern that there are, you're kind of between two places, where you've been and this other place that you haven't been yet?
你现在好像脚在踏在两个, 境界里, 一个是过去的生活方式, 一个是新来的生活方式。
And God wants us to slow down long enough to get his wisdom on how to do this right.
神叫我们花足够时间先停下脚步, 好叫我们能够正确地进入新的方向。
Sometimes, though, we have our routine.
有的时候我们有一个惯常的生活方式。
We have our schedule.
我们有我们的时间表。
We keep it day in and day out without a change.
我们每日都照着这个没有改变的生活。
And we don't like the idea of God, don't talk to me about something new.
我们不喜欢神有什么新的想法。
Let me just stay in my patterns.
就让我照着我的惯常的方式活下去。
The world is changing all around us, amen?
在我们四周的世界都在改变。
In fact, it seems accelerated.
而且好像这个改变是加速的在发生。
The changes that are happening in our culture and society are radical and deep changes.
你们有没有注意到在我们四周的社区我们的世界都在快速的改变。
And we cannot be properly prepared for them without the leadership of God.
若是没有神的引导我们没有办法预备好面对这些改变的。
This is why, you know, this is what the Lord said. Remember when he was ascending to heaven, Jesus, after his resurrection?
记不记得主耶稣复活之后升天。
And he was speaking to his disciples. He says, "You're going to have to do this without me physically present."
以后你们要自己面对所有的事情。
Think about it. For 3.5 years, Jesus had always physically been present with the disciples.
想一想，曾经有三年半之久，主耶稣是自己是亲自与他的门徒同在。
If they got scared or didn't know what to do or something unexpected happened.
他们如果害怕或者是不知所措的时候
All the disciples turned and looked at Jesus.
所有的门徒都会来找耶稣
Amen. He was there to help them, there to guide them, to instruct them with his audible voice.
主耶稣用他自己的声音他的同在引导他们帮助他们
But now he was ascending to the right hand of the throne of God.
现在他要上升到神的右边了
And he says, now I'm going to leave youwith a comforter that will do what I used to do for you, the Holy Spirit.
但是他说现在我走了但是我将我的保惠师留给你们他要引导你们。
But before you're not going to do things the way you used to do them.
你不再做以前所习惯做的事。
And there's this new power I want you to walk in.
现在有一个新的能力我要你活在这个新的能力里。
But between the two is the season of waiting. You need to see me. You need to be with me. Amen.
是在这件新的事情发生之前，我需要你安静等候我。
Amen.
Amen.
The waiting binds together our life between the seasons. Amen.
你知道这个等候何等的重要，因为它把过去和新的方向要连在一起。
Now Moses was going to go forth and lead the people out of bondage.
是的，摩西就从要预备好去带领他的百姓离开为奴之家。
It was this pause, this moment of waiting before the Lord, where he listened to what God said that gave him the authority to do what God was calling him to do.
就是站在这个站住的等候在神面前的时刻里，他领受了，他才能够预备好带领他们出去。
Do you have your running shoes on?
你的跑步鞋，你穿的跑步鞋吗？
Are you taking enough time to connect and listen to the voice of God?
还是你花足够的时间听神的声音？
Amen. I do think that the Lord is saying to so many of us as believers of Jesus in this season, he's wanting us to transition into a new time of fruitfulness and blessing. Amen.
我深信神在我们许多人身上都有这样的带领。好帮助我们进入一个丰富的境地。
What does it mean for us to pause, to take our shoes off?
就你而言，或就我们而言，什么是脱下你的鞋子，安静的
走？Let's be practical about it.
我们想一想实际的方式。
Amen. That means we seek the face of God in prayer every day.
那就是说每一天我们都寻求主的面。
Before we run out the door,
在我们冲出大门之前。
We call upon his name.
我们求告他的名。
We say, God, I need to hear from heaven today, today.
主啊，我今天需要你从天上说话，为着今天生活需要。
What does it mean to take your shoes off?
什么叫做脱下你的鞋子？
It means to pause long enough to look into the word of God every day.
就是安静花时间读神的话，每一天如此行。
We pause and we listen for God to speak to us.
我们停下脚步，好使我们能够听见神的声音。
But this physical act of, okay, I'm going to take my shoes off.
这个直接脱下鞋子这件事。
It's very intentional. It's not accidental. It's very intentional.
在这里，神叫他脱鞋这个举动是非有意思的。
I'm going to bow before the Lord. I'm going to humble myself before God.
就是我停下脚步，我谦卑我自己，我在神面前敬拜。
I don't have the wisdom. I don't have the insight. I don't have the strength to do what God is calling me to do.
因为我知道我没有这个洞察力，我没有这个智慧，我没有这个能力去做神呼召我去做的事。
So every day, every day,
所以每一天
wait on God.
我停下脚步，我等候神。
Amen.
Amen.
So I regularly attend the prayer meetings of God's house. Amen.
所以我参加神家中的祷告的聚集。
Because we're actually stronger together than we are apart. Amen.
当我们在一起的时候，我们更有力量，胜过我们孤单的时候。
Because in that place we pray over one another, pray with one another, help one another with our mutual faith in Jesus.
因为在那祷告聚集的里面，我们彼此帮助。
Are we serious about moving forward?
我们真的很认真考虑我们如何往前这件事吗？
I just want to remind myself and remind all of us, we need this take your shoes off moment.
我要提醒你，也是提醒我自己，我需要花时间将我的鞋在神面前脱下来。
So many of us are always on our toes, right? We're ready to go.
很多人常常是踮着脚尖，随时就要
，Ready to run.
随时就要跑了
Ready to move.
随时预备好动作行动
Do we know how to stay?
但是我们知不知道如何停下来
Stay still in God's presence.
我们知道如何在神的同在中安静不动吗
Listen for his voice.
倾听他的声音
This is just keeping it practical.
这是这一经节我们能够实际使用的地方
You know, I can guarantee if we would just do this one thing, know how to wait on God.
我可以向你保证，如果我们只学会如何等候神这一件事，
it would change everything in our spiritual life.
会在我们的属灵生命中做全面的改变。
It would help us close the doors that are not good for us.
会帮助我们关上那些与我们无益的门。
And open the doors that would release the blessings of God in our life.
而且帮助我们打开带进神祝福的门。
But the world we live in today is so distracted.
但是我们今天活在一个充满了诱惑和吸引力的世界里。
So busy running from one thing to another all the time, listening to so many voices.
我们忙得跑来跑去，听各种不同的声音。
Let's be honest, saints. Our head is filled with so many voices, so many sounds.
圣徒们啊，我们的心思中充满了各样的声音。
We have lost the art of being still before God.
以至于我们丧失了那个学习是坐在主脚前不动的。
And so we must intentionally say, you know what? I'm putting that computer away. I'm going to put that phone down. Put that tablet down.
我们必须有知觉的、有计划的把那些东西放下来，放下我的手机，放下我的电脑。
You know, I don't want any more input right now. I've got to close that. So I can open my heart to heaven.
因为我们说，我不要这些杂音进来，我要将我的心思向着天打开。
God says, "Take your shoes off."
就像神说，把你的鞋子脱下来。
You're not going anywhere.
因为你现在先别着急去别的地方。
We can't move forward in power and strength till we have one of these moments of being still before God.
我们若是没有在神面前有安静的时刻，我们永远没有办法预备好往前奔跑。
Now this is how it was not only for Moses, but this is how it works for Joshua.
仅摩西有这样的操练和学习。
Remember Joshua?
约书亚也是如此。
Joshua was Moses' young assistant.
约书亚是摩西的一个帮手，年轻的帮手。
Everything from Moses, amen?
他从摩西身上学到每一件属灵的事。
The first time we see Joshua,
第一次我们看到约书亚出现。
Exodus 17:9-13.
是在出埃及记17:9那里。
The nation of Israel was pushing back an enemy.
那个时候他们以色列人正在跟仇敌征战。
And Moses called Joshua to rise up and select for him some other young, strong men.
所以呢摩西呢招呼召年轻的一代起来征战包括约书亚。
And they engaged in this battle.
他们与亚玛力人征战。
And Moses stood on the mountaintop, remember?
在征战的时候，摩西是站在山顶的，记得吗？
And he raised his staff in his hands.
他手执着杖，双手伸起。
And prayed and blessed their efforts.
为他们祝福祷告。
Hour after hour, while the battle raged, amen?
当战争一直进行的时候，时间渐渐过去。
And with the help of Ben and well, Aaron and her, he succeeded. The prayers prevailed. Amen. And Joshua starts to move into this new position.
所以约书亚渐渐呢，开始被升迁了，在百姓当中。
As the assistant of Moses.
他从助手的地位渐渐高升。
But that generation.
但是那一个世代,
they staggered at the promises of God.
他们对于神的应许不是很确定。
And they refused to enter the promised land.
他们甚至拒绝进入应许之地。
And a whole generation, and Moses himself, died in the wilderness without crossing the Jordan and going into the promised land. So what the Lord did is he raised up Joshua to replace Moses as the leader of the nation of Israel.
And
this new young generation was ready to cross the Jordan and enter into all the promises that God said were for them. But even though Joshua saw all, step by step all the different ways that Moses led in wisdom and power, he needed his own take your shoes off moment with God. Each believer needs one of those moments where take your shoes off. I want to talk to you. I know your name. Are you sensing a change? Are you sensing a new direction coming into your life?
你有没有感觉到你的生命中要有改变发生了？
Do something new. Do you want to be something different?
你要做一些新的事吗？ 你愿意不同吗？
We must not. We cannot assume that we can just seamlessly flow from an old season into this new thing that we're praying and hoping for.
我们不能认为我可以很自然的就从旧的方式进入到新的生活里。
Without one of these moments where we get still with God.
除非我真的花了时间安静在你面前。
Do you recognize the voice of God?
你听过, 你认得神的声音吗?
Do you
hear God? 你知道如何听神的声音吗?
Do you hear God?
你知道如何听见神说话吗?
It's not to hear the Lord's voice.
每一个信主的人都要学习听见神说话。
And this is the interesting thing. He speaks to us in so many different ways.
很有趣的就是神对我们说话有各种的方式。
Remember Elijah when he was discouraged?
记得以利亚吗? 以利沙吗? 他, 呃, 以利沙, 对, 他躲在山洞的里面,
and he heard the whirlwind.
他听见那个旋风的声音,
the fire and the rending rock.
他听见有大风, 有风有火, 有, 呃, 沙石走动的声音。
God speaks sometimes in powerful ways like that. Amen.
受神说话是大有能力像那样。
Then he heard the sound of a gentle voice. Amen.
但是圣经上说, 当这些手指动的时候, 有一个微小的声音出现。
And he wrapped his face in the mantle and went to the entrance of the cave and there heard the voice of God.
他蒙上了他的脸, 来到那个洞口, 他听见了神微小的声音。
Sometimes God will come in the whirlwind.
有的时候神来的时候, 他的说话的声音像旋风。
Sometimes God speaks through the fire, amen?
或者经过烈火,神发出声音。
But other times he speaks in a very quiet, still way.
但是有的时候他是在用非常安静微小的声音说话。
And we must allow our ear to be trained to the different ways that God speaks, amen?
我们要让我们的耳朵受好训练,能够随时听见神各种说话的方式。 神也借着圣经说话,
God speaks to your brothers and sisters.
借着你的旁边的弟兄姊妹说话。
Yeah, that happened where a sister says something to you and go, oh, I think that was more than just good advice. God is speaking to me.
有的时候你的肢体对你的交通,你突然有感动,觉得这个是出于主的。
What trains our heart and our ear to understand and discern the voice of God is to take time every day with him. Amen?
叫我们的心,我们的耳朵真能够认得主的声音,就是要花时间来学习,倾听。
Joshua 5:13.
约书亚第五章十三节说道,
And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho,
耶稣亚, 靠近耶利哥的时候,
that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with a sword drawn in his hand.
不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀对面站立。
And Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries?
耶稣亚到他那里问他说, 你是帮助我们呢, 是帮助我们的敌人呢?
Another unscheduled event.
这是一个没有计划好的事情。
Suddenly, God shows up.
突然, 在没有约定的时候, 神出现了。
In a very strong, maybe intimidating manner.
而且他出现的形象是非常有能力, 甚至叫人害怕的。
He had armor on.
他是全副武装的。
So he said, No, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, and I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped him and said to him, What does my Lord say to his servant?
他回答说,不是的,我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。约书亚就伏伏在地下拜说,我主有什么话吩咐仆人?
The response here is wonderful. He falls to his face.
约书亚的反应实在是很棒的。第一,他俯伏。 他伏在地下敬拜,
he bows the knee.
他俯伏下拜,
he yields himself.
他将自己降服在罪人面前。
You know, we can't go move forward without yielding to the power and authority of God.
你知道, 没有完全降服在神的能力之前, 我们是无法往前行的。
An encounter with the Lord demands a shift in authority and power.
要遇见神, 我们必须在主权上有一个交, 有一个改变。
Our life must shift from us being in control of everything
改变从我是我生命的主人,
to yielding that control to God.
要降服把主权交给主, 让他做主人。
And that's what this image of Joshua bowing before the Lord is models for us.
在这里,约书亚俯伏下拜的形象就是最好的解释。
Are we yielded to the Lord?
我们有没有降服于主?
Amen.
Amen吗?
Verse 15.
第15节说到,
Then the commander of the army said to Joshua,
耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说,
Take your sandals off your feet.
把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
For the place where you stand is holy, and Joshua did so.
因为你所站的地方是圣的,约书亚就照着行了。 Now,
Joshua at this time was planning on, he was going to lead the people over the Jordan and then very soon attack Jericho.
这个时候,约书亚正预备好了要带领以色列百姓过约旦河面对各样的征战。He
was coming into the fullness of his calling.
他站在一个什么时刻呢?就是要开始实行神在他身上的呼召。
He was transitioning from this dry desert where the children of Israel had been living into this the promised land where their God had called them to thrive and abound and be conquerors. Amen.
他站在了一个什么时刻呢? 就是从大而可畏的旷野干旱疲乏之地，要带着所有的百姓过河到充满了祝福的流奶与蜜之地。
Transition.
对他来说，这是一个大的改变，大的过渡。
Amen.
Amen.
Before he could make this change, before he could lead others into this kind of change, it demanded one of these, take your shoes off. Into the promised land without hearing from me again.
没有听见神的话,
the Lord had appeared to Moses.
神向摩西显现,
and Joshua had learned Moses' ways.
而约书亚也从摩西受了许多的教导,
but he still was not equipped to lead the children of Israel further forward without his own encounter with God.
但是这一切的经历和学习都没有办法给他装备足够进入神的应许, 除非他在从神面前领受。
Some of us have been raised in Christian homes here, amen?
有没有很多人是在信主的家庭长大的？如果你是，举起你的手。
Oh, come on, Elisha, you'd be better than that. Yeah, there we go. Okay, we're raised in a Christian home.
在神信主的家庭长大的。
Your parents prayed for you. They read the scriptures to you.
你的父母有为你祷告，他们也带你读神的话。
They take you to church every Sunday.
主日他们带你去教会。
This is done. This is.Covered you and brought blessing into your life that you probably will never realize.
这样的操练是你极大的遮盖和祝福，你甚至不能完全明白的。
Such a good thing to have godly grandparents and godly parents to teach you in the way that you should go.
你能够有敬畏神的父母、祖父母来教导你神的道路，这是很大的祝福。
And their faith for a season while you're young will cover you.
他们呢，在你幼小的时候，他们的信心、他们的信仰遮盖了你，保守了你。
But there comes a time where each young man and woman must have their own encounter with God.
但是你的生命要来到一个时刻，你自己要有向神亲近的遇见。
Themselves.
你必须亲自遇见神。
They must take their shoes off.
你必须在他面前脱下你的鞋子。
Call their name.
你要听见神呼召你的名字。
They must bow their knee and yield to whatever the Lord says.
你必须在神的面前俯伏敬拜，完全降服。
We can't, you know, we cannot borrow someone else's faith.
你不能去借别人的信心来过信心的道路。
We must have our own.
你必须有自己的信心。Amen.
You're not ready to move forward based on just your parents' faith.
你不能靠着父母的信心往前走。
You have to have your own.
你必须有自己的信心。
You must need for God yourself.
你必须自己遇见神。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
So often, Christian young people, all their problems, it seems easy for them to blame on their parents.
很多。年轻的圣徒喜欢把他们的问题都归咎于父母。
Oh, they did this, or they didn't do that, or they did that wrong.
因为我小的时候，我父母做了这件事，或他没做这件事，或者这件事做的不对。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
We all make a lot of mistakes, don't we?
我们都会犯错的。
That's why we need Jesus.
所以我们都需要耶稣。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
That's why the Father sent Jesus.
这就是为什么神将他的爱子耶稣赐给我们。
But you must have your own moment, crisis moment with God, where you deal with Him.
但是你必须你自己与基督有面对面直接的时刻。
And until you want,
但是呢
，till you agree with God about it,
除非你要，并且你愿意
，it doesn't quite seem to stick and stay.
不然的话，这件事情不是很真实的发生在你的生命里。
But when God comes and visits you, and you have that moment where you get alone with God and hear from heaven for yourself,
但是当神来拜访你，你听见他的声音，你们有一个属天的相遇。
Oftentimes, the person you want to tell first is your mother or father who taught you those things.
当你有这样经历的时候，常常你第一个反应就是告诉那个带领你信主跟随主的父母。
And when I was raised in the church all my life.
我是在教会里长大的。
And I, you know, strayed when my parents moved out of state.
当我们搬到外州的时候，我就离开主了。
And I did things my way.
我父母搬走的时候，我就过自己的生活。
I wanted to try it my way.
我要尝试过我自己想要的生活。
And after a few years, it became evident that my way It had a lot of problems with it.
几年之后，我就发现我自己的选择有很多的问题。
And God helped me recognize my need for Him.
神让我认识到我何等需要他。
And so I met Him, and He spoke my name, and He showed me my sin and my errors and my problems.
我听见他叫我的名字，他向我启示我所有的罪，我的错误。
And I said, Lord, I yield. I bow the knee. I'll do it your way, not my way.
我就把自己降服在主面前，说我不再选择我自己的道路。
And I had, you know, during that time, I quit communicating with my mother.
在我离开主的那段时间，我与我母亲没有沟通。
Because when I called my mother, she always would ask me, serious questions about how I was doing with the Lord.
因为每一次我打电话给他，他都会很严肃地问我与主耶稣的关系如何。
And as stubborn as I was to do my own thing,
因为我当时很固执地要做我自己要做的事,
I still did not like lying to my mother.
但是我仍然不喜欢向我母亲说谎。
He would ask me, you know, this is who she always was. You know, I come home late, be gone, doing something I shouldn't, and there she'd be sitting on the couch waiting for me to come home.
这我母亲惯常的方式。如果我很晚回家或是做一些不应该做的事，我回来，她总是坐在客厅的沙发上等我。
With all her questions.
并且预备好了一连串的问题问我。
To look me in the eye.
当问的时候，她是直视我的眼睛，看我的反应。
To see what kind of shape I was in.
看看我的光景到底如何。
I remember one day, I just told my mother, I'm not coming home tonight.
有一次我跟我母亲说，今天晚上我不会回家。
And the next morning,
第二天早上,
I was walking down the sidewalk,
我走在人行道上,
with two of my friends,
跟着我两个朋友,
it was like about 6 o'clock in the morning.
那时候大概早晨6点钟。
And here comes my mother, driving down the street.
然后我就看见迎面而来我的母亲驾着车出来。
How long she'd been driving?
我不知道她在路上已经开了多久。
Looking for me.
寻找我。
Trying to find me.
想要找到我。
He pulled up.
然后她将车停下来。
She didn't say a thing.
她一句话都不说。
My friends just looked at me.
我的朋友看着我。
I quietly hung my head and got in the front seat of the car.
我安静地坐在母亲, 上了车, 坐在母亲的旁边。
This is who she was.
这就是我母亲。
And so I didn't call her for I don't know how many years because I didn't want to lie to her.
所以当我离开主的那段日子, 我都没有跟她联络, 因为我不希望向她撒谎。
Though I still want to do what I want to do.
因为我仍然想要做我自己要做的事。
So when I came to that place all by myself to fully give my heart to Jesus,
所以当几年之后，我来到主面前，把我全心交给主的时候，
guess who were the first person I called?
你猜我第一个打电话告诉他这个经历的是谁？
Called her and told her I'd given my heart to Jesus.
我打给我的母亲，跟她说我将我的心归给神。 我一直哭在电话上，一直哭泣。
I thought she would be very emotional, but she wasn't.
我以为她也会很激动，结果她很安静。
She listened to me quietly and said, "That's good, dude. That's good."
她很安静地听我说，然后不时地说，那很好，大卫，那很好。
So she told me to go pay my light bill and buy a Bible for myself, and that was her bit of advice one before I got off the telephone, you know.
在挂电话之前，他跟我说去买一本圣经。
But I had to have my own encounter with God.
重点是我与神有一个亲自的相遇。
Have you had that face-to-face encounter with the Lord?
你有没有与神有一个面对面的相遇的经历？
Where he says, take your shoes off.
他叫你脱下你的鞋子。
It's time for you to start doing things my way.
要开始按照我的旨意生活。
I'm the king and you're not.
我是君王，你是，你不是。
We want to move forward, don't we, in whatever God has for us.
我们愿意按照神的旨意往前走，不是吗？
But this is what helps us change.
安静在主面前，帮助我们面对前面的改变。
Amen.
阿门吗？
We must have this personal.
On
a first name basis relationship with Jesus.
我们必须和神有一个直接的私人的面对面的一个关系。
You know, it's such a precious thing, isn't it? When you walk with God,
当你与神同行的时候,
you might lay your head down at night, fairly concerned or a little worried about things.
你知道与神同行最宝贵的是什么？就是晚上。 你睡觉的时候，也许你心中有许多的忧虑重担。
And all he has to do is just say your name.
你所需要做的是什么？
Say your name over you. But you know, the other night I was laying down.
有一天，那前几天晚上，我躺在床上。
All I heard was he just said David.
我所听见的就是神呼召我的名字，呼叫我的名字，大卫。
David,
大卫。
That's all I had to hear.
我所需要的就是这么多。
It wasn't any big revelation. It was him just speaking my name over me.
不是一个大的启示的亮光，就是主叫着我的名字。
That let me know it was going to be okay. Amen.
好像安慰我，事情都会好转。
This is oftentimes too that reveals why we so desperately need a time of getting still with God.
这也是为什么我们需要花时间安静在他面前。
You remember Jacob? He had that encounter with the Lord. Remember that?
记得雅各怎么样与神的使者摔跤那一刻吗
？And he had this revelation of angels ascending and descending on this ladder.
旷野中他看到一个天梯，有使者上去下来吗
？And he said, "Oh my goodness." The Lord is in this place, and I didn't know it.
他说：“哦，神竟然在这个地方，我不知道。”
The Lord is in every place, and often we don't know it. Amen.
事实上，神是在无所不在的，只是我们不知道。
Running shoes on. That's what Jacob was doing. He went from one thing to another.
我们不知道是因为我们急着跑，就像雅各一样，他正在逃亡的路上。
Trying to cheat, trying to lie, trying to get something from God.
他借着欺诈，在借着诡计，想要从神得祝福。
He never could hold still.
他都没有办法停下他的脚步。
He got so exhausted, he fell asleep and used a rock.For a pillow.
直到他累坏了，睡着了，在旷野里用一个石头当枕头。
You have to be pretty tired to use a stone for a pillow, amen.
我觉得你是累坏才可能用石头做枕头的。
He just fell down exhausted. He finally out of energy of running from one thing to another.
在奔跑的路上，他累坏了。
And he got still enough.
累坏了，倒下来，终于他安静了。
That God started talking to him.
神就可以向他说话。
Does God ever talk to you in the morning when you first get up?
神有没有常常在你梦寐之中刚刚出醒的时候跟你说话
？Down at bed, you know, to go to sleep at night.
或者你晚上刚躺下来的时候。
These are sometimes the times when the Lord will call out your name. It's because we're so busy on the other times.
因为呢，我们平常抬的时候太忙了，所以常常神要用这样的时刻来遇见我们。
Amen.
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 So I've said it probably three or four different ways. Got to the point.
我用了很多的方式来表达我的最重要的一个点。
How many of us in here feel like you're between an old season and a new season, a new opportunity?
请问在座的每一位，有多少人正站在你人生的十字路口，好像要从一个旧的境界？季节进入你人生中一个新的季节。
And you kind of realize that how you walked in the last season won't necessarily, it won't be the way that you do it in this new thing that God's doing.
你心里明白，你过去的生活方式在这个新的季节里恐怕是不适用的。
Sometimes you just feel like you need something a little bit more for this new thing that's coming.
你需要更多的被装备好面对这个新的季节。
Well, if that's you,
如果你是这样的人
if not, that's fine.
如果你不是
but,
绝对没有关系
but if that's where you're at,
但是若是这是你在你人生的一个点上
Let's just make a new decision, new commitment,
让我们做一个新的决定一个新的尾声
to take our shoes off,
站在神的面前就是把我们的鞋脱下
To make time for God.
愿意花时间为着神
To take our running shoes off and develop a new habit of getting still in God's presence.
把你的跑步鞋脱下
Amen.
花时间在他面前站住
We each need to hear God's word for our life.
我们每一个人都需要神的话
Just as Joshua needed his own time with God that was something different than what Moses did.
就像约书亚需要直接从神领受，而不是从摩西那里传承。
You need your own time.
你需要自己有时间在神面前。
Amen.
Amen 吗
？Can we agree about that?
我们同意吗
？Do this. Why don't if that's you?
如果这是你
，Let's just take a few minutes.
让我们花一点时间，我们来向神说。
Vicky, Cherish, could you just help me with one song? And I will just take a few minutes here.
我们只花一点点的时间。
This might be, I'm trying to think if this is something I need to do. You know, one thing I did not fully appreciate when I started, when I started to connect with the Christian Assembly and God started bringing all my Chinese friends into my life.
You don't feel what?
I didn't fully appreciate at the beginning.
你知道，当我刚刚来跟基督徒聚会的中国的弟兄姊妹们相聚的时候， 有一件事我不是很适应、很了解。
I started to learn more about Chinese culture, Asian culture.
但几年下来，我们更了解了中国的文化方式。
So every time I went to visit, they remind me to take your shoes off.
我们每次他们就叫我脱鞋。
And think about this. What does that mean? You're not going to go anywhere for a while.
意思就是说，你别急着走，把鞋脱了。
You're going to sit at my table.
你要在我的桌子旁边坐下。
You're going to eat my food, and you might eat my mother's food, and some another friend's food. Amen.
你要吃常常我做的菜，我妈都做的菜，还有弟兄姊妹带来的菜。
And we're going to watch over you and make sure that you finish it all.
我们会在里面确定你把它吃完。
Amen.
Amen.
But you're going to stay a while to do all that. Amen. You're in God's house.
现在你在神的家。
Take your shoes off. You're going to stay a while. Amen.
把你的鞋脱下来，因为你要花一点时间在这。
You understand what I'm trying to say.
你们了解我的意思吧？
Amen.
Amen. Ma.
So, if that's you,
如果这是你。
I don't know, would it be inappropriate for me to ask you to take your shoes off this morning?
我不知道我这样子要求会不合适，就是真的把你的鞋脱下来。It's just a symbol
of, I'm going to listen to you, the Lord.
你做这个动作的意思就是告诉神说，我要花时间听你的话。So
maybe rather than calling you to an altar call, I just ask you just to take your shoes off where you are right there.
我不会像以往一样邀请你到前面或是站起来，我们为你祷告。Now,
if anybody's used to it, it's you guys, right? So,
Amen. I
know we usually keep them on in church, but just I believe the Lord would maybe use this.
我知道我们平常不会在教会脱鞋的，但是今天可以。Amen.
So Lord, we just pray, God, we're here to be with you.
主啊，我们的心祷告，我们说我们来了，我们在这里等候你。
And so Lord, we take our shoes off.
主啊，我们在您面前脱下我们脚上的鞋。
So God, we ask you to help make this holy ground here.
主啊，请你让此地成为圣地。
Speak to us today.
今天向我们说话。
Speak to us today.
就在今天向我们说话。阿门。
We want to do it your way, not our way.
主啊，我们说我们愿照你的旨意行，不是照我们的旨意。
God, I pray that you would help us cross over that Jordan, Lord.
主啊，带我们渡过约旦河。
To move from that dry place to the full place, the promised land of your blessing, Lord, in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名，请你带我们离开干旱疲乏无水之地，带我们进入丰富的迦南美地。
Let's just, why don't we sing the song with Vicky and Cherish and just listen to what the Lord would say to us, amen?
当我们唱诗歌的时候，让我们也安静我们的心，看神如何说话。